This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. You know, everything has a superlative. Every class of everything, every product out there today has a superlative. And when it comes to the reimagination and the actual fulfillment of what a 1911, 2011, 2019 can be or do, that falls completely in the purview of Chambers Custom Guns. And joining us once again for 1911 University is Joe Chambers. How goes it?
I'm doing pretty good. It's raining like a cow peeing on a flat rock here, so if it gets a little noisy, it's because, well, I'm in a metal building in the middle of a thunderstorm.
Will, is it grounded?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good. Don't want you in there running one of the mills or something, and then all of a sudden, I just hear like a and you're gone. Don't want to
zap.
Don't want to hear a zap. I've been looking at the Instagram. There's quite a few full-size things coming out of Chambers Custom. Anything new that we can talk about before we start getting into mechanics and theories and things like that?
Yeah, there'll be some pictures that Jack will post up in the next few days, I'm sure. We just shipped one today that Eric finished. It's pretty nice. It's a WMG T model, 9mm with a chin magwell and front cock serrations. It's pretty nice.
What is a T? What is the T model?
That's a tactical with a light rail on it.
Oh, okay.
And David's working on a couple right now. He's working on finishing up a T model Commander with a threaded barrel, which is pretty neat. And he's working on finishing up a regular, kind of a dressed-up WMG that'll be all polished and everything.
See, that doesn't surprise me, though, that people would come to you looking for a tactical configuration, because I would not hesitate with the right setup to take this gun into anything. There's nothing I can think of that I would take the gun into.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if the gun's built right, ain't no reason not to.
Yep. Well, these guns are definitely built right.
You know, now we're dealing with all kinds of uncertainty. You know, I mean, some of the stuff that's going on is mind-boggling, just absolutely hard to comprehend.
And it's not going to stop. Wow!
No. You hear that?
I hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like nothing. There's nowhere I can go. I'm stuck here.
Yeah.
It's your guy called me, he's like, "Kind of loud, Joe." And I'm like, "What do you want me to do? Put a blanket over my head?"
I don't know that it would do any good. I've been in some of those metal buildings when the rain comes, but you know, at the same time, this is part of the drama of live radio. So,
yeah, I suppose it is. Is it better when I cover the mic when I'm not talking?
That's an old bouncer's job. That's a bouncer's trick. You cover up the mic on your phone, and then I don't get to hear the other stuff.
You can't hear all the gnashing of teeth.
Yeah, all that stuff. So, are you going to start doing a tactical line? I mean, you've got the WMGs. You've got the Pro line, which is sort of like a high-end tactical line, but what's that going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, we've always since we brought the WMGs out, we've tried to, you know, keep some light rail frames in stock. We're down, I think we have one left right now, and I got to reorder some. But, you know, I like to keep some tactical frames in stock just because, you know, we do get guys that want a single stack.
Right.
Okay, cool. No problem. You know, we'll do it. I got an email recently from a guy wanting to know if I will build a lightweight tactical model. Yeah, I don't think so. Just too many complications there to deal with, you know, with finishing the aluminum and all that jazz. And I just like, I'm not feeling it. I don't know. I might build one. I do have a light rail aluminum frame in the safe, but I don't really know why I bought it, but I did.
What about as far as any other calibers? Are they all 9 millimeters that you're building in the double stack configuration?
All the double stacks are. Yeah, 9s or 38 supers. I mean, we built the 110, and it seems to be working pretty good, but, you know, that's not a high round count gun. It's not a gun that you're going to want to go shoot thousands and thousands of rounds out of. And the jury's still out on the grip, you know. I mean, only time will tell on that. Unfortunately, I have great clients that are like, I'll be the guinea pig. Cool. All right. You know, let me know when it fails and we'll fix it. But the in the single stack lineup, you can build any caliber you want. 9 super, 45, 10, even have built a few 40s over the years.
Right.
Although I'm not super fan. I'm a fan of the super. I'm not a fan of the 40, I should say.
Gotcha.
But, you know, there's a lot more versatility in the single stack as far as caliber ranges, simply because of the feeding issues that come into play, and because of the frame durability. You know, with the double stack, the wide body 2019 stuff, the polymer frame, it causes issues when you get into that 10 millimeter range, and it causes feeding issues with 45. You know, like we've talked before, it's not saying it can't be done. I'm just saying I'm not willing to put my reputation on the line because I don't know what kind of ammo you're going to shoot.
Right.
You know, if you want to shoot something reasonable that I've tested that works, that's great. But if you get the gun and you're like, it doesn't feed a 230 grain, you know, Sierra hollow point. Well, no, I told you it wouldn't feed that to begin with. So why'd you try it? Well, I just wanted to see, but it doesn't feed it. Well, I know that. That's why I told you that. Be real, you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
So how are the I'm very interested in this simply because I know that it has been not so much of an issue, but a little bit of an issue. How are the Tenacore holsters working out?
I'm loving them.
Yeah?
Loving them. You know, I just got back from Arkansas, and I carried my Velo 4, which is the AIWB holster, which I chopped down for my commander gun, and because I'm not a very big man, and so I love it. A super comfortable holster. Very pleased with it. Right before I left to go to Arkansas, I got in the new, I forget the name of it, but it's a appendix slash AI, it's an appendix slash IWB holster for guns that have an X300 on them. And I didn't take it with me because I was in a hurry to get out of town and I wanted to make sure, you know, check it out first. But so far, I love it. It's a fabulous holster for somebody that wants to carry a gun with an X300 on it.
Yeah.
And then I also have the other one. I forget the name of it also, but it's a...
I'll tell you what. Yeah. Hang on for a second. We're coming into the break. To enter the world of Chambers Custom, you have to go to the website, and that's chamberscustom.com. Find them on Instagram. That's a really good way to keep up with them. Or on Facebook, which... they have started, like I have, they've started paying attention to their social media. Too busy to do it before, now they got pros doing it. So check them out on Facebook and on Instagram. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about practicality and why I think Joe's guns are probably very practical. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers and everything. Let's talk a little practicality, shall we? So, with is there any difference that goes into a WMGT that isn't in a regular WMG? Is it pretty much the same thing as in the sole purpose to make it tactical is the light rail?
Correct.
Or the accessory rail?
Yep, built exactly the same way. to the same high standards that we build them all to as a light rail for guys that need that. They need that tactfulness in their life.
Yes. Tacticalness. Mm-hmm. I think that's a new word. That tacticalness. Anyway.
Yeah.
Now, when these guys are taking these guns out and everything, what kind of a criteria do, like, for example, with Pressburg and with Reston and with Steve, when they get these guns, what kind of run do they give it to test it out to make sure that this is the way they want them to be?
Well, they don't really. I mean, we designed the gun basically over the phone or in person based on what they think they like, and I give my input on based on what I think will work and what people will want, and then I build one, and usually they're sold out before I get it built. And like Chuck's Light Fighter, which I'll ship out next week to him, I'm finally to the point with it where I'm like, yep, I'm happy with that. His Light Fighter, it probably has 800 or 900 rounds through it. A half a dozen to a dozen people have shot it. I just wanted to make sure that I'm happy with it. Make sure that it runs the way I want it to run all the time, every time, no issues. Make sure that the comp keeps working the way I want it to. We shot some night vision footage of it. So I could see what the compensator does in the dark with various kinds of ammo. We shot like 7 types of ammo through it, self-defense ammo, so that we could show people. We're fixing to launch those videos on YouTube after we get our Wi-Fi, our new Wi-Fi installed next week, which I'm very grateful for. We'll finally go from 10 meg service to 100 meg service, Bill. Be able to do some streaming stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, we design it with them personally. Like, we already have Jared's second gun designed. I haven't talked about it. I haven't announced anything about it, but it's designed. I have the frame being made for me to build the prototype. The first gun, the Night Fighter, I announced it before I had built the gun, but I basically painted the parameters of it. And there were a number of people that, they called in or wrote in or wrote on forums. They were like, I'd buy one of those if I could see one first. Okay, well, that's not how it always works, especially when you're starting off with a new project that is completely self-funded and costs tens of thousands of dollars to get off the ground. So those people missed out. Sorry. Because for whatever reason, they wanted to see one. They wanted to see one before they committed, and I understand that. It's okay. But then when the regulators came around, people already had seen what we were able to do, and they were like, "I got better get on that boat right now." And they sold out in pretty short order. But we didn't get none of those emails of, "Oh, I'd like to see one first." Then when I did the Light Fighter. Now I was able to actually build one, have pictures of it up before when I announced it and say, this is what it looks like, everybody. And we sold 30 guns in 50 hours. So that was like super record. I don't know if that's ever been done before. That's the way I'm going to approach it from now on because I can. I'm going to build the prototype gun first. And then put pictures of it up there with, hey, these are available for pre-sale. Get it while you can and let it ride. I'm doing the same thing, similar thing with the Knight's Armor deal. I'll build a prototype gun. I mean, most of those 10, the first 10 are already spoken for, but I'll build a prototype gun before we officially announce what it's going to be.
Right. The Knights Armament said, "I want to see. I want to. Simply because I just want to see what you build to go along with that. Or is it going? Will I be able to tell that is a Chambers gun when I see it?"
Oh, you'll be able to tell. I'll send you one to play with. I'll send mine when I get it done.
That'd be splendid.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day. I need to send you my regulator to play with. It's only got like 700 or 800 rounds through it, but everybody that shoots it comes away going, "That is the most accurate gun I've ever shot, a handgun I've ever shot in my life." I'm like, "Yep, it does pretty good." But you know, Brandon built a spectacular example, and all the ones since then that he's built, we have, I think, 15 or 16 of them here that we're wrapping up now that I'm home to get shipped out in the next 2 weeks, and they're all just stupid accurate.
Yeah, when I had the Night Fighter, and that was pre Fisher, as pre my time to get with Fisher. When I had the Night Fighter, even with my dumpster fire technique, I was still hitting the target.
Yeah, and when I send you this regulator to play with, what you need to do is take it to the rifle range.
Set up some 200-yard targets.
Set up some 200 and 300-yard targets and commence the shooting them with regularity. And all the people around you at the rifle range will be like, "What the heck?" And you'll just be able to sit there with your grin on going, "Yep, mm-hmm. Y'all don't know what you're dealing with here." It's pretty fun. We had a lady here a couple of weeks ago, a friend of Steve's and Chuck's, and Jared's, and she very nice gal, professional shooter, if you will, and she was shooting my regulator, and she says, "Oh, you know, I'm really not much of a shooter." Of course, I knew that wasn't true, because I'd already been informed, and at 42 yards, the first 5 shots out of the gun were headshots, center mass headshots. And I'm like,
right.
That's how it's done right there. You know, so it's mechanical advantage, you know, we talk about it all the time on the show, but mechanical advantage is a real deal.
It is. You hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering efforts to reopen amid the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Hosting a White House event with some governors, the president saying a popular small business loan program is still working.
To date, we've processed over 4.6 million small business loans, saving and supporting an estimated 50 million American jobs, Jovita. That's incredible. The small business owners that we have with us this afternoon all received the PPP loans, and now their businesses are on the road to recovery, and they're doing really well. We have a lot of businesses that are doing really well.
Californians are now required to wear face coverings in public. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing the executive order as the state continues to log a rise in daily coronavirus cases. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was down 40 points. This is USA Radio News. The former Atlanta police officer charged with killing Rayshard Brooks in a Wendy's parking lot is in custody. Garrett Rolfe turned himself in a few hours before the 6 p.m. Eastern deadline. Prosecutors are charging him with 11 counts, including felony murder. Rolfe shot Brooks after Brooks was found passed out in the Wendy's drive-thru, stole his taser, and attempted to fire it at him. The other officer involved also turned himself in. As states begin to reopen from the coronavirus shutdowns, workers aren't as anxious to return to work. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has more.
Half of the more than 1,000 professionals surveyed by the consulting firm Korn Ferry say they're afraid to go back to work, while a quarter of them are skeptical that their company is able to keep them safe. Others found that they are happier working from home or lack the child care to return to the office. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently released guidelines for offices that plan to reopen.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. Today is a different day, Joe. You get to be in the thumbnail twice on the podcast, even though you're only on for 1 hour.
Really? That's cool.
Well, I mean, John Farnham was on with me in the first hour, and I used the picture of the three of us that we took at SHOT Show.
Oh, nice. Nice. What did John have to say today? Did you guys talk about Atlanta?
We talked about Atlanta. We talked about Antifa. We talked about Seattle and Chaz and Chud and Claude and whatever else they are. Yep.
Chaz, man, what the heck?
Chaz and Claude.
We need to turn those people's Wi-Fi and water off and see what happens.
See, you know, I don't really understand their approach to that particular thing, because, you know, when they were asking the mayor, well, what are you going to do to retake that? I mean, what's going on there? And she's like, you know, it could be a summer of love. And, you know, that's when I want to get a camera in her office and see if she's doing some mushrooms or something. What kind of answer is that? You've had part of your city taken over and invaded by a bunch of out-of-towners. That's what it boils down to.
What I think is hilarious is that Trump is just like hands off. He's like, nah, whatever. We're not going there.
Well, like, the hilarious part that, you know, he got out there and made a little bit of noise about sending in troops, and then all of the little deep state generals that everybody thought was a hero came out there and talked about how bad a president he was, and except, you know, he was just talking about doing it. He's the commander-in-chief. He can do whatever he wants. I mean,
right.
And now Mattis and Milley and all these other guys, they just look like the deep state dudes that they were and are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully he weeds them out when he gets his second term.
Yeah, but
so,
he's going to have a – he's having a tough time with the SCOTUS right now, you know? I mean
– well, yeah, but, I mean, listen – the Supreme getting out there and wanting to deal with the Supreme Court to take care of bad laws, that should be we should never have bad laws passed again if we get bad laws passed in the first place, simply because we have another election coming up. We can just vote the whole, we can just have all the yahoos out of there and try to keep that from happening again. But that takes a little participation.
Well,
it takes a little civic duty.
You know, during the break, you got your little newscast that runs, which is nice. They get to hear little tidbits.
Yeah.
But I just heard that Governor of California signed into law by executive order that it is now required that all Californians wear masks at all times when they're out in public. And I read an article a couple of days ago, I don't remember if it was on Newsweek or where it was, talking about how the trend is being set for California to turn red. I'm like, ooh, requiring people to wear masks at all times in public, that might just make it happen.
Coronavirus, or any virus, any pathogen is not contagious in open air because open air is moving, is swirling, right?
Right.
If you look at a square foot of air, the molecules are just swirling in that, even if there's no breeze. In California, well, you know, they got all that gorgeous oceanside stuff, and there's always a breeze running there. It doesn't make any sense to do it for going outside, unless you're going to have a bunch of Antifa protests where they're, you know, up on each other.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to have that too. But I mean, yeah, California is. And it wasn't the guns. I wish it had been the guns, but it's actually the economics and just the outright stupidity of it. Garcetti's out there saying, "Yeah, I'm going to defund the police. Yeah, I saw. Just don't hurt me."
Yeah.
I've always wanted to visit out there. I'm never going to go, though.
I got a friend of mine that made a really... He made a good post today online and made me think about some things. He says, you know, here's what we ought to do. We ought to privatize the police. Those people, those neighborhoods who want police protection, they pay for it. Those people that don't, well, they don't have to pay for it, and they don't get the protections.
Right.
You know? And I mean, because... Let's be real. Are there bad cops on forces? Absolutely. There are. I mean, it's just the way life is. There are bad people in the world, therefore there will be bad cops.
Yep.
The vast majority of police officers are not bad. There, I said it. They're not. You know? I mean, do I agree with everything that police officers have to do as part of their jobs? No, I don't. You know? Because I just don't. I have a different set of thought process. I'm an independent human being that thinks on my own. Do I think that all cops are abusive and need to be fired? No. I think that's absurd. You know, that's just not how it goes.
Right.
Do I think that police officers, as a general rule, need better training and more of it? Absolutely. And if you ask police officers if they believe that, most of them will say yes. So... Okay, maybe a solution is to just privatize police, and if you live in a nice neighborhood and you and your neighbors want police protection, you get to pay for it.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Yep.
You know, I know that when I go out of town, I call my local sheriff's office, and I say, hey, guys, I'm going out of town. Would you mind, giving me a little extra presence while I'm gone? Here's the license plate numbers of the people who are allowed to be on the farm when I'm gone, so they don't get arrested on accident. And they are more than happy to oblige me.
Right.
And I would, and I am more than happy to pay my share of taxes to make sure that they come by on a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, that would be the thing, wouldn't it? Because then the left would, if they defund the police and I decide to opt out of their stuff and I want to buy police, they're going to have to come up with a whole new thing because I'm not going to pay them taxes.
Right.
That's not going to be happening, no. But, you know.
Yeah.
That's all the
anyway,
same point.
Back to gun stuff. What are the questions you have today?
Well, I was going to ask you this, and I'm going to go ahead and ask the question simply because I'm curious. Because your colleagues over at, and I say that understanding what that means, your friends over at STI sort of redeveloped
Staccato.
That's right. They're Staccato now. You're right. I'm sorry. They have sort of reinvigorated certain units and certain segments of law enforcement back into the 1911 or the 2011 or the 2019. And I'm wondering if this is going to trickle up to you. Are you going to have some people coming to you saying, yeah, I like this whole idea, except I want this kind of a gun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've already had that with the Fat WMG line.
Right.
And, Staccato and Chambers Custom, we're working on some of the same ideas at the same time. Some of them we knew about, some of them we didn't know about until after the fact on both sides of the playing field. But, you know, we were working on some of the same ideas as far as tactical guns at the same time.
Right.
You know, keeping in mind that the head gunsmith at Staccato is a very close friend of mine, and we talk on a regular basis. So, you know, he doesn't divulge everything, obviously, because he has rules of business code, and I don't divulge everything because I have rules of business code for my business.
Right.
But, you know, there were things that we knew. You know, he knew I was working on the Night Fighter project before I ever launched it. And I knew...
Hang on. Yep. We'll pick this up on the other side. Talking to Joe Chambers, this is 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. www.dedoctorsdontlie.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And we were starting to talk about the adaptability of his platform to military and law enforcement. And I know you want to do a shout-out, so do it now.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout-out to my dad. You know, we had a pretty rough weekend. My mother passed away last week, so we went down to put her to rest, spent some time with the family. So, you know, Dad, I'm thinking of you, and I know this is a tough time for all of us. We're going to get through this. 47 years they were married, Bill.
Yeah.
That's a long time, you know, and I know he's at home listening to this radio show, and I want him to know I'm thinking of him.
How old is your dad? How old is your pop?
He is 69.
Well, goodness, he and I are just about contemporaries. I'm going to, yeah. Now, for everybody out there, before we go on with the 1911 University, the other day, Joe thought I had robbed a cradle because he was like, So how old are you, Bill? And I told him, and then he's like, so, obviously, Kim is younger than you. And I was like, yeah, by a month. So.
You had me fooled, man.
Yeah, well.
I was like, wow.
You know, I tried to shave all the gray off. That's why I don't have hair. Shaving off.
He gives it away, though.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'm sort of dark-complected. It's, you know, it's sort of a contrast, if you will. So I can deal with the contrast. But, you know, the whole aging thing, yeah, that's, yeah, it's happening. It's happening. I hope the entire Chambers family, including your pop, I hope everybody comes through this peacefully.
Make it through it.
Finds, you know, that resolution.
It's it was a long road, man. You know,
yeah.
And cancer.
Closure, or not. I'm not going to get out there and say I hope you guys have closure, because you never do.
No, I mean, you lose somebody like that, you know, the matriarch of your family, and it's very difficult. And the long journey that we went with the cancer sucks. You know, I don't wish that on anybody. It's terrible. But at the same time, you know, we're all relieved that her suffering is over, and she, you know, she's in a better place.
Yep.
And that is a consolation, if you will.
So, I prayers for your family, and hopefully everybody's doing good. You told me that Heidi took it particularly rough.
Yeah, I mean, her and my mom, they're pretty close.
Yeah.
And she's a good, she was a wonderful daughter-in-law by all accounts. So, yeah. Yeah, it's, it'll be a little bit of a road getting used to it, but.
Sure.
You know, I spoke the eulogy at my mother's funeral, and I used the line that my grandpa, her father, used to say all the time: "Ain't nobody getting out of here alive."
Yeah,
and that is just the truth of it. You know,
that is a real thing. Nobody does. That's the thing. I just hate the part where all of the really pleasurable things like smoking and drinking and all that other stuff, those will kill you earlier. So.
Yeah, they can.
I think that's sort of a conspiracy, if you will. But anyway, back to the Chambers guns and everything else. Now, for like with Exodus Leather, okay, that is a masterpiece of a holster to put this gun in and carry it around it and everything else. And for anybody carrying a gun, I can see that with the holsters I have, with the Illusion and the inside the waistband holster that Carl makes, that's all anybody needs. However, for law enforcement and for the military application, they're going to have a different set of requirements than somebody that was trying to keep a gun hidden. So, is there a line of holsters coming out now besides the Tenacore? And I know that you've told me about one that you can't tell me, you'd have to kill me. But I mean, is it getting that kind of acceptance to where now it's about to become a little more well known and utilized?
Yeah, Surefire has been working on one for a while. Hopefully, eventually, we all start seeing it. I saw 2 days ago Staccato released a deal with Blackhawk that they have some sort of duty holster that looks kind of like the Omni, but it has a RDS cover on it, if
right.
you will.
Yeah.
I have an Omni. It's an okay holster.
It's a good range holster. Yeah, I wouldn't carry it, but it's a good range holster.
Yeah, personally, I wouldn't say that's a duty holster for myself. Other people may disagree, and that's fine. But, so I think we're going to see more holsters come out to make it more duty acceptable. Now, the issue is, Surefire kind of has the whole retention system locked up. And so that's kind of a funny pun. But they have that whole system proprietary, and so it's hard to have anything that's innovative when they really have the best system and nobody can use it.
Right.
You know, you can't buy the parts for the ALS system and put them in your holster. If you want the ALS system, you have to buy an ALS holster from Safariland. Okay. You know, and that means sometimes waiting months and months and months and months, which is, not helpful if you want to carry your gun.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. I sort of find it exciting that some of these companies out there, like Carl, I mean, Carl can do, this is interesting too, Carl can do a one-of-a-kind piece of art with alligator skin and all this other stuff, and he can do it in about, 4 days? But with some of these Kydex masters out there, it takes them months to get you one.
Well,
I find that interesting.
They're busy.
I'm sure they're very busy and all that other stuff, but I mean, if somebody gets out there and says, "I made you a holster, Bill, off of the hide of the great white shark from Jaws. I know he was a fake one, and you can't imagine how much this cost to get it. Steven Spielberg is still looking for me." When you can go out there and do that with that kind of precision that he brings to the game, I know that I'm sure that he doesn't have it. But, I mean, he has production stuff, too, that he has to worry about, and he still hammers it out pretty good, so I understand what you're saying about, Safari Land and some of their stuff. But I'm excited to start seeing these kind of things come on. And it is actually sort of advantageous, I think, that some of the geometry is about the same on the guns, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, and that works in our favor. You know, the Staccato's offering full-size guns. We obviously offer full-size guns. They're offering commander-size guns. We obviously offer commander-size guns. So when those holsters become available for duty use, you know, they should fit across the board. If somebody wants a Staccato, they got a holster. If somebody right. wants a Chambers Custom, they got a holster.
Yep. Yep.
And, of course, you know, we set all the guns up so that they can use the most popular light, which is the X300 from Purefire. And it will accept other lights. It's just set up specifically for the Staccato. Or for the Surefire.
Yeah.
Because, well, that's the light that everybody really considers a standard.
They're just so big. So long. I've got one. I took the one that I had. I had one on a SIG P320 TAC Ops, right? And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, no, I'm done with this. I'm going to stick it on an AR-15 pistol. And it was perfect. We're about to run out of time. Thank you for taking the time to join us. I'm glad the rain finally stopped. I'm sure that you've got your ground outside there is nice and hydrated. And, of course, my condolences to the entire Chambers family. And thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me, Bill. You guys have a good evening over there on the East Coast.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.